It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. One of the joys of this job, I must tell you, is to be out on farms visiting with growers who produce every crop imaginable. Last week, I was on the farm of a Wisconsin producer who has, in his career, produced milk, tobacco, corn, soybeans, canning peas. About 6 weeks ago, I was on a farm in North Carolina with a producer who provides to us everything from pickles to pigs. And one thing I hear from all of you in agriculture is the increasing pressure to find efficiencies whenever and wherever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants wants to help you do that. From JT8 super heavy duty engine oils to JT6 greases to JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Those in-your-face confrontations with politicians are continuing, maybe you heard. The wife of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell spoke up for her man last evening. The Senate Majority Leader and his wife, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, were confronted by protesters as they left Georgetown University last evening. One of them, just inches from Chao, repeatedly shouted, "How do you sleep at night?" Another asked McConnell why he was separating families, to which his wife said, "He's not." Chao also pointed her finger at the protesters, saying several times, "You leave my husband alone." Fargo and Milwaukee are in line for visits today and tomorrow by the president. Donald Trump is due in Fargo by dinner time tonight at a rally to support Representative Kevin Cramer's bid for the U.S. Senate. Then he'll spend the night in Milwaukee before presiding over the groundbreaking for the massive Foxconn facility in Racine County, Wisconsin. Trump gets into Milwaukee at a very busy time. It's Summerfest time there. They'll have fireworks tonight, planned well in advance and not for the visit of the president. A former Michigan firefighter already in jail for arson after he lit 7 fires in the southwest part of that state has been sentenced for yet another fire. Kyle Norden, who says he suffers from depression, will get another 10 months in jail. A judge in Berrien County, Michigan, told Norden it would take something extreme, like time away in prison, for the trail of arson to end. From This Week in Agribusiness, the nation's agriculture secretary says most farmers understand the need for the trade dispute with China, that it's necessary for the biggest buyer of soybeans we have to change its behavior, so says Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue as he spoke in Chicago yesterday. Perdue said he hopes to have a plan in place to protect farmers from economic harm caused by the trade dispute, but the time harvest begins this fall. Perdue's words, "We will not allow agriculture producers to bear the brunt of China's retaliation as we defend our own interests as a nation." Well, we'll see. It's rather bleak at the moment after the plunge in commodity prices in recent weeks. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.